What Are You Thankful For? Written by Ryan Duncan and read by Stephen Sanders. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Psalm 69:30. A while back, there was an episode of The Simpsons in which the family is celebrating Thanksgiving. And when the time came to say grace, Bart Simpson bowed his head and said, "Dear God, we paid for all this stuff ourselves, so thanks for nothing." The first time I saw this clip on TV, I remember feeling a mix of emotions. On one hand, I was angry that such cynicism was being shown toward God and a day celebrating thankfulness. On the other hand, I couldn't help but relate to Bart a little. I was at the time in my life when everything seemed out of control. I had no money, my life felt like it was stuck in neutral, and my future was looking pretty bleak. Why should I be thanking God for anything? If you've ever been in my situation, I want to point out to you a passage of Scripture that helped me put things into perspective. It's Luke 17, verses 11 through 19. It says, "On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee, and as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' When he saw them, he said to them, 'Go and show yourselves to the priest.' And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, 'Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?' And he said to him, 'Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well.'" It's easy to spend our lives worrying and obsessing over the problems of life. It's also easy to overlook a blessing in times of need, or forget to be thankful when troubled times have been put to rest. Be sure you don't become one of the 9 lepers who were so happy to be cured that they forgot who cured them. This Thanksgiving, I encourage you to spend time remembering what God has done in your life. Intersecting faith and life. Whatever your situation may be, count your blessings and take a moment to thank God for them. For further reading, check out Psalm 96, verses 1 through 6.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Feeling stressed? Let's take better care of you. I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.